did you learn to make those? Oh, I said, I'm an old rancher from just like you, you know. Mm-hmm. I said, I don't see people very often. I like to visit with people. And I shot him a bunch of bull about that thick, you know. And man, he was gullible. Mm-hmm. And I made him one rope harder, and he wanted another. He says, hey, come here. He called him. He says, now watch this man, how he makes this altar, because we want to make several of them. I said, oh, I'll show him how to make them, but I'll make all you want for you. Just get me the rope. I'll make you 100 of them if you need them. Mm-hmm. So I made him, I guess, 10 rope halters, and I showed this straw boss that worked for him how to make them, and he was tickled to death that I had stolen his cherries. That mm-hmm. I don't think he ever ate another cherry off of that. Nobody used them. Mm-hmm. Joy taught the old lady how to make a pie, and of course they didn't have an oven, and of course she can't bake a pie without an oven. But she'd make like these tortillas mm-hmm. and fold them over, and it makes kind of like a, what do they call these pies they sell in the yeah, and they're closed up with the fruit on the inside, you know, and it's, so Joy taught her how to make those. Oh, she was tickled to death. Buenos dias. Muy bien, gracias. Sin novedad. Today?
Hi.
Good morning. I thought you weren't going till the 29th.
We were talking about different things that have grown around here. What kinds of melons do people raise?
Well, they used to raise a lot of watermelons mm-hmm. and some cantaloupes, and then what they called a musk melon. Mm-hmm. It's a kind of a long, thin skin and very delicious. It's kind of a yellowish orange inside, about like a cantaloupe, mm-hmm. but they don't grow true to size. On one vine, there may be one that's oblong and maybe 10 inches long, and on another, there may be a little bit rounder. Mm-hmm. I mean, on the same vine. And but they're all, if you let them ripen on the vine, they're very delicious. And if they sit on the ground too long, they don't do too good. So the people that used to raise them, and I don't know who does now, would put a little block of wood or a little block of about like a square of this tile of wood mm-hmm. and sit the fruit on that, sit the melon on it, so it wouldn't be directly on the ground, because the skin is so thin that it would, by the time the melon would ripen, the skin part that would touch the ground, because there was so much of it exposed to the ground, mm-hmm. it would begin to rot. And they'd have to cut them before they got there. But after that, they'd put these pieces of, like a shingle under them, you know, mm-hmm. to keep them off the ground.
What about a little umbrella-shaped thing that springs up in the woods and fields after it rains?
We have them here, but they're not good. Mexicans call them champiñones. They're mushrooms. Uh-huh. But they don't grow good here.
Any other name for them besides
champiñones?
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear toadstool?
Oh, yes, toadstool is I was thinking of something in Spanish. They call them toadstools, and the ones that are here are supposed to be poisonous. You're not supposed mm-hmm. to even touch them. They grow around in very fertile soil. I have them sometimes out at the ranch, around where there's a pile of horse manure that begins to get a little decayed and soggy mm-hmm. and rotten, and they'll puff up with a bunch of toadstools.
The toadstools and mushrooms are different?
Oh yes, completely different. In Mexico, they have some that are pink. And there are some pink ones that are edible. Well, I don't know, they're toadstools or mushrooms. But they're bigger. They're as big around as the inside of top of a cup, mm-hmm. coffee cup. And they're pink color.
Do